Blog Talk Radio.
Grizzly's Growls presents The IDSL, the show that tries to play every tune by every Minnesota artist on GarageBand.com, if they let me, and if it doesn't suck. Now, here's your host, Grizzly Smith. Yes, that's me. Hello again, folks. Yes, in fact, this is the IDSL for September 1st, 2009. It's about 10 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone, Duluth, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of Lake Superior. And I am your host, the internationally renowned new media celebrity, Grizzly Smith. Yes, that's me. Sorry I missed the show yesterday. I heard it was, actually didn't happen. So probably because I wasn't there. Basically the whole school thing has kind of been wearing me out, and I got home from school yesterday and just kind of passed out. Sorry about that. I guess BTR was a little upset with me now. They said that maybe I'll lose my privileges of having a prime time show, which would be just awful. Although, actually, when I think about it, most of my listeners listen after the show is done with anyway, so I don't know that it necessarily matters if I do this in prime time. So maybe it'd be just as well. On the other hand, of course, I do have to do it at such a time where it's not going to interfere with getting up in the morning for school, so the time is usually pretty good in that regard. I might actually do it earlier just because I would be more awake then. Well, I'm decided to go back to doing this solo, mainly because I have such... it's hard for me to work with somebody else in any context. Aspie thing, Asperger's. And so I have... Kelly and I had basically decided not... I decided to try and go back to doing it solo again just because I thought it would be easier for me. It was nice of her to help me out as long as she did, and I wish her all the best. But it's a little bit easier for me to do it this way on my own. Meanwhile, back at that whole music thing that I so cheerfully pretend to do when I get up, when I actually wake up, we have several tunes. I do have the usual set 05 off the It Doesn't Suck list. And the first one is from a group calling themselves JNR Grace. They're out of St. Paul, Minnesota. They play what they call folk rock, or acoustic folk rock, in fact. There's another kind. Jesse Carlson and Ryan Blanchett embarked on writing and producing songs with passion and heart. The two of them write music and record it within their own confines and with their own equipment, kind of like the way I do this show. They are currently working on finishing a 12 to 14 song CD in which they feel they will complete the first step within their project. As I write this, they currently stand at 4 out of the 12, I guess. Long process, few failures, and here's a brief description of the four songs. Without Her was the first song I've written, produced by Jesse and Ryan working together to share their similar taste in music, overall philosophy on what makes a good song. Took them one day to write with the music for Without Her, and three to complete the lyrics. Without Her stands as the most 50-50 example of Jesse and Ryan working together. Both supply vocals, picked the musical arrangement, wrote the lyrics to the song. Ryan completed the editing, haunting mood. Nice counter to The Birds to complete our first song. Favorite of most people, personal favorite to record because it was first. We had no idea what we were doing. We felt it turned out rather well for the lack of knowledge and equipment at the time. Changes is our first and only. This is the one I'm going to be playing today, if I'm not mistaken, because it's a C, so that must be the one. Is our first and only cover song. As of now. Excuse me. Now, the tune I'm playing is Carry On. By JNR Grace, I assume an original tune. They list this one as Creative Commons licensed, so presumably it's not a cover, and this is something they have, in fact, the right to let me play. So I am going to play it now. Sorry for the confusion, but it's that's what I get for stepping away from the microphone and sleeping too much. So the first tune on my little stack of tunes here is Carry On by JNR Grace. Thank you.
You're all that I see. When the world crumbles and it falls and there's nothing left at all, be the one to guide you through your troubles.
Well, that stopped all of a sudden. Carry On from J.N.R. Grace. That was kind of pretty. I didn't. The ending, like I say, was a little bit abrupt, but wasn't bad. Not bad at all. Now, moving right along. I might just zip through things here today, and it does go a lot quicker when I'm doing this solo. I will say that. Boy, school's been a little rough. I should actually put together a regular Grizzlies Growls podcast just talking about what's going on in school, because it's a rough environment for me. I'm not used to being around so many people all the time. Anyway, moving right along. Next up on the IDSL, we have a little tune from Season of the Fly, Season with a Z, where the S, the second S would be, called Carrie. Alphabetical order. Carrie comes after Carry On, just because I say so. Season of the Fly is out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. They play alternative rock, or something they call rockoustic. We are a band who's been together writing for about music for 6 years, playing shows since May of 2005. We write, record, produce, mix, and master our albums ourselves in a Pro Tools studio, farmhouse in rural Minnesota. We've just completed a double album as a rockoustic album. That is somewhere between Dark Side of the Moon and Jar of Flies. Jar of Flies. That just sounds nasty. Electric album we call The Junt is more between Tool and Nine Inch Nails. We've been opening for bands like Buck Cherry, Days of the New, Nonpoint, and 7 Mary 3 in the Minneapolis area. We're looking to take the next step. For more information, hit our MySpace page at myspace.com/seasonofthefly. Or our homepage at seasonofthefly.com. Band members, Junt, vocal and bass, Shrapnel, lead guitar, Wesnile, guitar, and Hellman on drums. And actually, they have their regular names here. Dan Shrapnel Sheppers, lead guitar, backup vocals. Kyle Wesnile Kutz, rhythm guitar, backup vocals. Brian Hellman, drums. James Junt Svensson, flag, lead vocals and bass player. The tune is called Carrie, from what apparently is their album called The Junts. This is a song about not having any control over your situation and surroundings. See, I told you I was going to tell you something about school. Carrie from Season of the Fly.
Spinning and bleeding through this precarious illusion. When I shut my window to the world, I feel alien. I take a breath.
Carrie, Season of the Fly. That wasn't too bad for what it was. Like I say, under the usual standards of the IDSL, it didn't suck. Might not be the kind of music I would normally reach out and grab for myself, but, I thought it was pretty worthwhile. Well, that was my second one, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Okay, I know where I'm at. Speaking of school, you know, I'm thinking about possibly trying to set up a podcasting club at school, just because I think podcasting is a lot easier than most of these people in my class would think, and apparently most of them aren't particularly familiar with it and so on, so it might be fun to try that just to help carry the message, you know. Spread the good news, as it were. But that would be kind of fun. I'm trying to figure out, thinking about some ways of maybe doing some interviews that would also be part of class. So both a demonstration project for podcasting and an interview with somebody that would be able to talk about new media and something that I would be able to get a certain amount of credit for in class. I'd be doing it in class, so it should count for something. Oh, boy. So, like I say, that's something fairly complex. You know what I'm going to do? Just because I can, and because I'm reasonably proud of how this has turned out, I put together a little something special related to a fellow podcaster who is also a rather well-known author and needs some help. And since it's my show and I can do what I darn well please, I'm going to throw this in as an extra segment just to give you an idea of what I put together the other day. And I already put this in my regular podcast feed once, all by its lonesome. But if you're only listening to the BTR side of it, you won't have heard this one yet. And I kind of like the way this turned out. So check this out. This is something, a little segment I called We Dream for Genie, for apparently obvious reasons you'll soon find out. Hello, folks. This is Grizzly Smith. I wanted to take a moment to share with you something I heard on the podcast of a favorite author of mine, possibly a favorite of yours, Spider Robinson. Spider and his wife, Jeannie, need our help. I'm an impoverished broadcasting student at the moment and can only do a little, but I can help spread the word, and I hope you'll help too. If you're a podcaster, I'm fine with your copying this piece into your own shows. I think Spider will be fine with it too. I've also included links in the show notes for providing financial help, the same one Spider mentions on Spider on the Web 71, where I got this piece. If you can, I hope you use those links and help where you can. Now here's Spider Robinson, and I'll let him explain the rest.
Okay, before I go, I feel a need to clarify Jeannie's medical situation. We have both talked ourselves hoarse on that subject since about last February through many changes and have lost track of just exactly what we told to exactly who, and furthermore, our own natural instinct from the start has been to downplay things to keep such personal matters private. Ha! Fat chance. It is simply not humanly possible to not talk about having cancer or having a spouse who is dealing with it. Nor is it possible to keep telling the same story over and over again and not leaving parts out. So now some of our friends are going, "Oh, wait a minute, Jeannie, that surgery of yours was for cancer?" And others are saying, "What's this about a benefit concert for you? I thought you beat it. And anyway, you live in one of those countries with socialized medicine. What do you need money for?" So it's time to bring everybody up to speed. Several months ago, the brilliant Dr. Andre Buschkowski helped Jeannie beat back a rare and virulent form of biliary cancer with 9.5 hours of creative surgery removing her gallbladder, common bile duct, and 3/4 of her liver. But her syndrome, Maritzi's, is so rare, even Dr. B can't say how much time he's bought her, how soon it might recur. If it does, no further surgery will be possible. For technical reasons, she is not a candidate for either radiation or chemo. Her only hope for long-term survival now is therefore to reboot and reinvigorate her failed immune system. She needs special therapies and meds and supplements, extensive diet and lifestyle changes, and a stress level as close to zero as possible. All those are expensive. None are covered by even Canada's excellent medical care. And like many artists today, if not most, we were already running on fumes financially when this came up. But Jeannie, a Soto Zen monk has been spreading love and kindness around in all directions for a long time now, ever since I've known her. So her Buddhist Sangha in Vancouver, Mountain Rain Zen, our neighbors on Bowen Island, and friends as far away as Florida have all spontaneously come together to raise funds to help keep her around as long as possible. Your participation is welcomed. A Bowen Island benefit concert, We Dream for Jeannie, will be held at Cates Hill Chapel at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, September 18th. For details, go to http://weedreamforjeannie.blogspot.com/. That's Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-E. Checks can always be sent to Mountain Rain Zen Center at 6183 Fraser Street, F-R-A-S-E-R Street, Vancouver, B.C., postal code V5W2Z9, Canada. Goods or services can be donated for eBay auction by contacting Jan Schroeder at dreamforjeannie@aol.com. My friend and colleague Don DeBrant, for example, will use the name of the highest bidder for a vampire, werewolf, or golem in his next novel as D.D. Barrant, Death Blows, which he describes as, quote, either an urban fantasy, paranormal mystery, or supernatural romance, take your pick, unquote. And if you'd like to simply send a PayPal donation, by Monday, 24 August, there will be a hot link for that purpose at http://weedreamforjeannie.blogspot.com/. As a Buddhist, Jeannie's been contemplating her own death for as long as I've known her. She's not afraid. She's also not in any hurry at all to go, nor I to let her. She and I both warmly appreciate your help, support, prayers, or just good thoughts. So does our grandchild, Marissa Alegria, presently enjoying her third month as an earthling.
And that pretty much spoke for itself, at least I hope so. If you, by the way, happen to be a podcaster yourself, you want to be able to play that little piece on your show, you're certainly welcome to grab a copy from grizzlysgrowls.com. The links that he gave and whatnot are also available on grizzlysgrowls.com or spiderrobinson.com too, of course. I encourage you to grab the piece and play it on your own show, because I think it's word that needs to get out. The music, by the way, is from Kevin MacLeod. I grab a lot of music from Kevin. Something called Eternal Hope, which is I thought was kind of an appropriate choice for that particular piece. Rather proud of that. I thought it turned out quite well. And it's always nice to have an excuse to be able to get Spider Robinson's voice on my show. So in better circumstances would have been nice, but what can you do? Anyway, I hope it helps some to help get the word out about something that really needs doing. Now, moving right along to the next little bit of music, which, after all, was what I was supposed to be doing in the first place. Next tune up is from a group referring to themselves as Prairie Home Records. Prairie Home Records is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They play alternative rock. They also refer to as punk, funk, or various. Probably play a variety of music. The group includes Forrest Ross, engineer, John Mangan, producer. Says here, a few months ago, a group of four people got together, started putting together music, drawing in musicians from wherever possible, and this is the result. I could guess from the name of the thing that it's kind of an eclectic mix of various artists. This particular piece that I'm going to play now is something called Cat Got My Tongue, which is listed as punk, and from Prairie Home Records. Here is Cat Got My Tongue. We'll be right back. Cat Got My Tongue from Prairie Home Records, and they say that's punk. Well, if that's punk, I'm a Vorpal Bunny, but to each their own, I suppose. I guess I just don't know enough about punk to be able to say one way or t'other. But that was actually kind of pretty, which I normally don't expect from punk, so that's what's throwing me on that one. But it was nice. I mean, it didn't suck. It was a nice little tune there. Now, moving right along to something that may be more in the genre in which I expect it to be, something from a fellow about calling himself Young Plukey, called Caviar. Young Plukey is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. He does what he calls hip-hop, and probably what you'll call hip-hop, too. Certainly I'd call it hip-hop. Says here, Young Plukey, a.k.a. Antoine Wright, was born in Toledo, Ohio. As a youngster, he moved with his family to Minneapolis, Minnesota. A drug-addicted mother and an absentee father became the catalyst that propelled Antoine to turn to the streets in pursuit of love to soothe the pain of his lost childhood. Instead of love, all he found in the drug-infested streets of North Minneapolis were poverty-stricken nightmares. Without anyone to guide him or direct him, drug dealers became his role models. One of these role models was a mid-80s drug kingpin named Ralph Plukey Duke. Like his namesake, Young Plukey spent a decade of his life behind bars. While behind bars, he found the strength to overcome his childhood. Upon release, he had to find another outlet to replace the nightmares of his former life. Hip-hop became his outlet. Now his role models are Jay-Z, Cash Money Millionaires, NAS, Wu-Tang, just to name a few. Since he lived the street life, he has captured the essence of that life in his music with his 17-song CD, Dodging the Rico, which, by the way, you can pick up at GarageBand. I will have links to that, of course, as usual. With the help of fellow Minneapolis artists and producers, Young Plukey has come up with two of the most powerful CDs, Hennepin Division, sort of a mixtape, and Dodging the Rico, his solo album. The best album to hit the city since Prince's Purple Rain, he says. Part of the process are Young Plukey on everything, and Aki Malik, his manager. The tune is called Caviar. Does he say anything in particular about caviar? Well, hip-hop says here 85% music. Okay. This is Young Plukey featuring JLD, way of showing the world how Minneapolis club it. Young Plukey has introduced love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice to the world. This is only a sample of the whole track off the album Dodging the Rico. Sample of the whole track, so it's not actually the whole track. Well, I guess that's okay. So what I am playing is what is called Caviar from Young Plukey.
Real, we gotta feel. I got the savage type. Love my life. Practice free. well as a street light. Yeah, money's cash. Flash, flash, y'all, you know who we are. We got the boss at the Chrissy. Caviar. Big packs, pop, rock, and throw back. Mommy, relax, I'm a
superstar.
Flash, flash, y'all, you know who we are. We got the boss at the Chrissy.
Caviar.
I don't know. That didn't... sounded a lot better when I listened to it when I was going through my list of stuff. So, I don't know. I'll have to look at that one. Wonder if the recording was just as bad as it sounded on this end of things. Anyway, sometimes it would... Not everything works perfectly every time I try it. And I guess that was just one of those cases. Anyway, while I'm at it, I've still got things scheduled the way I had it for when I had a co-host. So, I've got a lot more time than I... really have any business having right now. So I'm going to throw in another little piece. This is something I got a long while back from my friend Nobilis Reed, who does Nobilis Erotica, another podcast of his own. And yes, you can do erotica-oriented podcasts. The FCC does not regulate podcasts, so you can mostly do as you please with podcasting. But this is a kind of a message that I would like to convey. But I think Nobilis actually does a better job of conveying the message than I could. And it's kind of cool to have somebody else speak for you. So here's a little thing from Nobilis.
Hi, my name is Nobilis, and I am a podcaster. You may have heard of me, but even if you haven't, I'd like to take a minute or so of your time and talk about being a good podcast listener. The vast majority of podcasters don't get paid. Most of them work hard to craft the best audio and video content they know how. Some of them ask you for donations, some of them ask you to buy their stuff, some of them ask you for votes. But there's one thing nearly all of them appreciate, and that's feedback. It can be hard to give a podcaster feedback. Many of you are listening in the car, or on the job, or working out, or doing chores. It can be difficult to remember to send feedback when you won't be near a phone or a computer for an hour or more after listening to the show, and so often one show just blurs into the next. Sometimes you don't feel like you have anything meaningful to say. I can relate to that. Sometimes I feel that way when I'm recording my show. But let me tell you, the podcaster whose work you're listening to right now doesn't care if you're contributing some great observation to the global consciousness. He just wants to hear from you, even if all you say is, "I'm a listener, and I like what I hear." So try this. Once a month, sit down with your podcatcher, whether it's iTunes or Juice or just a list of links in your browser, and scroll through the list. Pick out a dozen or so that you feel have given you something valuable, whether it's a moment of joy or a sparkle of truth or a cathartic tear, and tell them. Make a comment on the website. Send in an email. Make an audio comment. Whatever works for you. Think of it like paying the monthly podcasting bill. And the best part is, paying this bill won't drain your bank account. The true wonder of podcasting is that the people who produce them are so incredibly accessible. They're just ordinary folks like me and you. Well, except for Tim Morris. But that's neither here nor there. My point is that we want to hear what you have to say, even if it's just a few words of encouragement. Thank you for your time. And remember, in order for us to be attention whores, we do need to get paid once in a while.
Well, thanks, Nobilis, for those important words. I appreciate hearing every now and again. I did hear from... wait a minute. Come to think of it, I was going to mention this. Give me just a sec here. I got an email the other day I wanted to mention to you, which I thought was rather nice. Let me find that here. I got an email from Blog Talk Radio because I missed a show yesterday. They're thinking that maybe it'd be better if I wasn't in prime time. That's not the one I'm thinking about. I think I mentioned that one. Anyway, this one is actually from Bob Baldwin, who is one of the people in Rock On, who did the theme music for the show. He says, "Hey, Grizzly, thanks for the continued use of 140 times as your intro-outro theme song." You're welcome, and thank you. "The IDSL is a great format," he says. "I was listening the other day. You played our song, See You Next Time." Remember that from the other day? "You couldn't find our website address. and you asked for us to send it to you. So here you go. And he gave me soundclick.com/rockon. Rock on is one word. We'll be posting a lot of brand new material in the coming weeks at this site and on GarageBand.com. So you'll actually be hearing a few more new things from them as we work our way through the alphabet on the list here. I also went through all of my back, it's a bunch of my back show notes and all the future show notes so that the credits, when you click on the link for the theme music, it actually takes you out to their site on SoundClick rather than GarageBand. In case you want to check them out more closer to the source, so to speak, because I believe they're a lot more active out there than they are here. And like I say, they've got a lot of good music. The stuff I've come across so far has been instrumental, and it's nice. And, hey, if you're a podcaster, I have found them a very good source for theme music, so I'm just saying. So thanks for checking in, Bob, and I appreciate your taking the time. I got a comment the other day, too, from Shano over at the Shanogram podcast. Let me find that one for you, too. Let's see. Where was that one? He comments periodically on the website, which is kind of nice. Let me see. I actually had a link that goes directly there. Singing to yourself on the microphone. Very professional. Let's see. Latest comment was right here. There's a link to that. And let's see what Shano had to say. Oh, that was from the IDSL for the 28th, in fact, he'd comment. He said, nice job with the interview, Grizz and Kelly. You're quite welcome. That was the interview with LeVar Thomas we did the other day, which I actually got posted on Sunday, but it was from Friday. Nice job with the interview, Grizz and Kelly. I always enjoy hearing interviews of musicians. Well, thanks, Shano. We enjoyed doing it. It was actually kind of fun. A little confusing for me, but I'm easily confused. Yeah, so that's nice. And he comments good. He's got his own podcast, Shanogram, at shanogram.com. He does one with his wife, Jen, called Hyper Nonsense, which I believe is at hypernonsense.com. And then Jen's got one of her own, which is called Inside My Head, which has turned out to be kind of cool, at jen.com. phantompower.com, if I recall correctly. I'll put the correct links in the show notes in any case. So that was nice. And like I say, comments are always welcome. They don't always have to be favorable. I will read all of them, the favorable ones I put on the show, because that's just how I roll. What else we got? Let's see. I did that one, I have one more tune left here from the regular list. This is another one from Sonified E. I've actually played a number of things from Sonified E over the months that I've been doing the IDSL, not just this show, but also playing the IDSL tunes on my original Grizzlies Growls podcast, and I played a number from there. Since Sonified E is out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, they play electronica, or he plays electronica. Emotionally supercharged synth pop with soaring vocals and infectious grooves. And the tune I am playing today is a little something called Celebrate Your Love, unless it is a dance or synth pop tune. So let us check out Celebrate Your Love from Sonified E.
I'm
Celebrate Your Love from Sonofide. That was kind of pretty. I thought so, anyway. Oh, my goodness. You know what I forgot to do? I played the whole comment thing, and I forgot to tell you how you could comment. You can comment. I've got an email address set up specifically for this show, grizzly@theidsl.com. Of course, there's also the comment line, which is also my Google Voice number, by the way. 218-234-CALL. That's 218-234-2255. And you can call and leave a voicemail message. And if I might just play it on the show. I probably will, in fact, just because I need to come up with things that I don't have to come up with to say. Saves me a little work, so I'm always good to that. And it's always good to hear from y'all. You know, it's supposed to be social media. And I'm not getting much of the social going here. I just guess I just kind of suck at social. What can I tell you? Maybe it's an ESPY thing. Let's blame that. Meanwhile, I still have set up, I believe, for this Friday, an interview with Chris Kirby, who I had come across through Aerial Publicity. Chris was kind enough to agree to the interview. We chatted back and forth. I've got the tunes, of course, that I'd already gotten from Aerial Publicity. I played a couple of them on the show. He is planning on sending me copies of the music from the album, so we will have those available for the interview also. So that'll be kind of nice, and be able to play a few things. I might even do a show like I did for Natalie Brown's album and just basically work my way through the tunage. So you can check all of that out and see what you think and maybe buy yourself a copy. He's got his own website, chriskirbyonline.com. It says here he's a witty, spiky, pasty white kid from the woods whose style is simply addictive. With his new record entitled Vampire Hotel, Chris Kirby gets down to business playing funky piano, saucy guitar, and singing as if the fate of his own mother hangs on every word. And so on. Actually says quite a lot here. Let me see. I've actually got a number of his tunes already. 1, 2, 3 of them here, in fact. And let's check one out since I have time to play one. Let's hit this one. I will pick the second one on my little list here. Chris Kirby, a tune called Don't Forget About Me.
Staring at the cold side of his bed. There was a time he would worry about her, but tonight he writes a letter instead. And he says, go home, baby, leave me behind. I know all I've been is just a waste of your time. But don't you ever dare forget about me. In the beginning, everything was so simple. All you seemed to need was my love. Bit by bit, your taste got expensive, and I know you knew I'd never keep up. So you gotta let all the side, and you're having your fun. I know he's got a bear that's built for more than one. Oh, but don't you to the kind of man who lets push gear to shove. Let's change the light, leave your key outside. You know all you've been is just a waste of my time. But don't you ever dare forget about me. I said, don't you ever dare forget about me. Yeah, yeah, don't you ever dare forget about me. 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 Don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Don't You Forget About Me, from Chris Kirby, out of, as he says, he refers to himself in his little bio piece here as a 26-year-old son of Norris Arm NL. NL, as it turns out, is Newfoundland Labrador up in Canada. And it moved to St. John's in 2001, where he began playing in a string of bands on the local club scene. With his release of Chris Kirby on Rubbin' and Religion 2006, Chris finally emerged as a solo artist and captivating songwriter and performer. I thought that was pretty good. It kind of brightened up my day. And like I say, we do have the interview coming up on Friday, folks. I do hope if you are listening and if you ever listen to the live shows on BTR, you will stop by for the interview, maybe shoot a few questions his way, listen to some of the music, and see what you think. In any case, we are just about out of time. And I do appreciate you taking the time to listen. I have a whole bunch of editing to do to put this on the podcast stream, but I'm fine with that. That's why I get paid the big bucks. Again, if you do want to comment, I do hope you will call into the 218-234-CALL number or email me at grizzly@theidsl.com. And I think I've caused enough trouble for one day. So this is The IDSL out. Thank you for listening to The IDSL. The It Doesn't Suck list is based on a search for tunes by Minnesota artists on GarageBand.com, sorted by the name of the song. We make no guarantees to play everything, just everything we can get away with. Theme music is 140 Times from Rock On, also an IDSL tune from earlier in the list. Comments are welcome at GrizzliesGrowls.com. This show is released under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 license. Thanks again, and talk at you later.